Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and this is episode 188. Now, if you've been listening to The Dream Show for a while, you'll have noticed that we have a change of music. So we've had 187 episodes with the same piece of music, I think, and we decided to change it to the same music that is on the start of all the little promotional videos on my website, which of course is at janeteresa.com, part of aligning the branding throughout the whole thing. That little piece of music you've just listened to is actually written by my son, Ewan Gray. I like it. It's nice. It kind of works. I think it's got the style of the Dream Show as well as the style of the videos on my website. That's what branding is, isn't it? My style. Anyway, moving along. As well as the change of music at the beginning, there are a few other changes which I'm going to wait until the end of today's show to talk to you about. Today's theme is questioning reality, and to do this, I'm going to be reading three blogs from last year, which I've selected, which kind of all work together, and I'll leave you in the balance of discovering what it's all about. But just before we go there, to mention my website, janeteresa.com, that's Teresa without an H, and of course you can find me on Facebook and on Instagram. So, questioning reality. We begin questioning reality with Failed Lucid Dreamer, which I wrote back in July 2016. So if you want to actually go and read the written versions of these, you can go to my blog at janeteresa.com and search for them, or search for them by title or by date. Failed Lucid Dreamer, July 2016. I've programmed myself to notice when cell phones appear in my dreams and then try to dial Michael, my husband, by tapping the numbers on the dial pad. In dreams, this can be really difficult to do. The dial pad morphs, the numbers get jumbled, or extra hashes or asterisk combinations are required. This complication is supposed to alert me to the fact that I'm dreaming, at which point lucid dreaming begins. In lucid dreams, we can explore being conscious in the dream state. We can take control of the dream if we wish, do whatever we want with all our senses alive, or flow with the dream as a conscious observer, simultaneously occupying two parallel worlds, our dreaming world and our waking life world. One thing many lucid dreamers love to do is fly. Last night, deeply dreaming, the chair I was sitting on lifted into the air and then resettled on the floor. My friends gathered around the table were amazed. It happened again, only higher this time, and again, only zipping around the room, and finally I flew the chair upside down before returning to the table. I had no idea that I was dreaming. In the dream, I remembered being able to do this on many occasions and told my friends that although it was easy to do, the sense of wonder was always intense. An alert must have been raised at some level in my mind because I decided to find a cell phone and dial Michael. The cell phone was a tiny square iPod in the palm of my hand that morphed through several versions of iPods and iPhones before I summoned up one with a reasonable dial function and began dialing. Still oblivious to the fact that I was dreaming, I told my friends that this kind of wonderful magic happens all the time in my life. So far, I had missed all of the clues that I was dreaming, and I continued to be clueless through all the complications of trying to call Michael. In the end, I gave up and wandered over to the corner where a scientist sat at a desk writing. As I was telling her about my wonderful magical life, she gave me a querying look, and the question formed on my lips: am I dreaming? I applied the acid test. I tried to fly without the aid of a flying chair. I rose to my tiptoes, bent my knees, flapped my arms and tried to achieve liftoff, only to stumble about like a toddler trying to jump. Nothing. Totally grounded. I couldn't fly, so Clearly, I wasn't dreaming. If I had been dreaming, I would have been able to fly, I reasoned. Clearly, I was awake. One failed lucid dreamer. While my dream was insightful on an analytical level, a dialogue with my scientific rational self about my daily experiences of life's magic, that's not the point of my tale. The beauty of lucid dreaming is not so much the opportunity to consciously play within a dream, but the opportunity to wake up to the illusion of reality while deep in the experience. In lucid dreams, I have not been able to truly distinguish which reality, dreaming or waking, seems more real to me. On a daily basis, we all wake up after a night's sleep, somewhat surprised to yet again emerge from a reality we believed in. We might leave it there, or we might wonder if this waking life reality is also an illusion, one from which we will awake into certainty, or perhaps into a series of illusionary realities. We might be wowed by the magic and the mystery of potentially experiencing awakenings into a series of worlds, or we might sit with our current waking reality and ask how we might acknowledge our illusions, our beliefs, judgments, suffering, and hold them so lightly that magic happens. The sense of a meaning. I wrote this in June 2016, and it seems to flow from this. The sense of a meaning. Last Tuesday started out with a routine trip to the dentist for a checkup. So I was rather shocked to exit the surgery minus two teeth, a wisdom tooth and the one next to it. Bone loss, the dentist had explained. Better to take them out. Later in the week, I was telling my daughter about my unexpected loss. Tuesday? She asked. Really? It turned out that she had taken Isabel, my five-year-old granddaughter, to the dentist for a checkup on the same day. Different dentist, different city. And a new tooth was discovered poking through her gum, right at the back of her mouth. It was the same tooth that I had had extracted. An unexpected gain to match my unexpected loss. Or, as my daughter put it, both ends of the life cycle, Mum. There was something calming about the symmetry, the timing, the beauty of the equation, the sense of a meaning. As an isolated case, I'd write the experience off as a coincidence, but mystery beckons on a regular basis in my life, laying itself at my feet for appreciation and exploration. I am both a scientist and mystic, attuned to seeing and researching patterns to better understand the universe. I'm in my element working with dreams and the dreaming mind. When I analyse a dream, I begin by looking for patterns, symmetries, balances and imbalances, the weaving of dream threads that reveal the tapestry of the dreamer's life. Many dreams contain at least one pair of opposites or symmetries when you look closely. You might see references to the sky or high up, balanced by references to the ground or sea or low down. You might see references to confidence and doubt, to defense and attack, to risk and safety, to loss and gain. These give clues about issues and conflicts the dreamer is processing, issues and conflicts that have been prominent in the 1 to 2 days before the dream. Deeper exploration of a dream shows the life experiences behind the issue, the emotional contexts, and the unconscious belief patterns that make up the dreamer's perspective. The dreamer's blocks to resolving the issue become clear through analysing the dream, and the light of fresh understanding opens the way for change and resolution. Look into your own dreams in this way. Search for opposites that help you to identify issues, and hunt for dream clues that help you to understand the pattern of your struggles and find fresh perspective. These are beginning steps. It takes practice to explore the territory of your dreams with an eye to finding meaningful insight and discovering the exquisite patterning of life. As I chew over the loss of my two teeth, carefully, on one side of my mouth while my gum heals, and think about my loss and my granddaughter's gain, I also see the gains in my loss. It was my tooth that came to the end of its cycle of life, not myself. And there is value in letting go of structures that no longer serve and creating space for the new, metaphorically, that is. So that seems to flow quite nicely into my last chosen piece from last year, which is a blog I wrote in December 2016 called Dreaming I Was at My Funeral. I have a recurring dream that I've died aged 30 and I'm at my own funeral watching. No one else has turned up, said Nathan, who called Hot FM Radio when I was taking calls about dreams recently on Carly and Ben's breakfast show. Nathan's call reminded me of Chris, a man in his 20s who consulted me several years ago about his recurring dream that he would die on his 30th birthday. Chris had experienced the dream since his early teens, and because he believed the dream would come true, he had made key life decisions, taking an early death into account. Rather than embrace a bucket list attitude, he shied away from relationships because he didn't want to leave a grieving partner or fatherless children. He planned study and job choices around not having a future beyond age 30, and he was close on 30 when he consulted me. Chris had been listening to some of the podcast, The Dream Show, and was beginning to question his belief that the dream was literal. Within the hour, I helped him to see how his dream related, symbolically, to a recurring issue that had begun in his early teens, and to understand the symbolism of the dream reference to dying at age 30. It hit home, it made sense to him at a deep gut level. We explored the issue and applied dream alchemy to help resolve it, and he set about planning a longer life. Nathan, our caller to the radio show, had been having his recurring dream for 2 years and was now older than 30, so he already understood that his dream was symbolic and wondered what it meant. Being Breakfast FM radio, there was no time to delve into the dream or gather many details, but Nathan said the thing that really stood out was that no one came to his funeral. He was alone, as well as dead, in his dream. Since dreams reflect the last 1 to 2 days, every time a recurring dream comes up, you can look back to the previous couple of days to identify a recurring waking life issue. You can also look back to when the dream first began, in Nathan's case about 2 years ago, to help identify the waking life issue that first began or came to prominence then. It looks like you're feeling that something has died within yourself, I began, and you're acknowledging it, but no one else is. It looks like you're not getting support or perhaps recognition from other people for what you've achieved or for what you've let go. The thing is, you're still alive in the dream, watching your funeral, so there's still a spark of life you can bring back or inject into something new, if you wish, I suggested. And if you're willing to take a more courageous approach, check that you're there for yourself. The no-shows at your dream funeral might represent you not showing up for yourself when you need it most, or not recognizing the depth of what you've achieved or let die. Well, I put that in quote marks to make this piece easier to read, but I said something along those lines in the allotted minute or so of radio time. Nathan replied that he related, that it made so much sense that he was shaking. I think I also mentioned on radio that we all tend to set ourselves goals like, by the time I'm 30, or 40 or 50, and approaching that age without achieving the goal might easily reflect as a dream of death, death of the anticipated outcome with specific mention of age. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to interpreting dreams, since every dream is unique, and every dream also deserves the deeper exploration that an hour brings. But there's huge value, I believe, in discussing dreams and sharing tips on radio to gently impart the art of looking sideways at a dream, to reassure and to encourage exploring a dream's metaphor to find new perspective and insight. Nathan's big clue is in the fact that his recurring dream began 2 years ago, so he can look back to that time to help identify the issue. Once that work is done, he could create a dream alchemy practice to bring his unconscious mind on board and support resolution of the issue or the steps he would like to take. If you've had a dream along this theme, here are some questions you might ask yourself just for starters. What plans did you have for when you were 30, or whichever age referred to in the dream? What did your parents, guardians, teachers, peers, social circles, church, or the media believe you should achieve by the time you were 30? What do you believe should change when you're 30? How did you feel about the death in the dream? Ready to let go or lay to rest? Panic, fear, grief? If laying the old you or the old plans to rest is inevitable, how many ways can you think of to move forward? Have you grieved what seems to have died or what you have let go? Can you revitalize what seems to have died, and in how many possible ways? Are you ready to acknowledge the past, to give yourself due recognition, to express your feelings, and to move forward in ways of your choosing? And I wrote at the end of that blog, as we approach the final week of 2016, you might like to contemplate some of these questions around the death or ending of the year and choose and shape the ways in which you will dance into a whole new year. Now, I included reading out all those questions just to indicate that really, whatever dream you have, whichever dream you have, when you begin to get some understanding of the dream, it's important to ask yourself questions not only about the dream drama to help you elucidate and understand the dream, but to help you to ask questions about your life. So, you know, bounce from understanding a dream to asking yourself questions using the same kind of metaphors and the same kind of symbols that are about your life, and you can get a lot of insight there. Now, I said that I had some new things to talk to you about at the end, so thank you for listening all this way and waiting for this. I've got two or three things here. And the first one is that when I chose this last article to read to you today about radio, it occurred to me that, you know, I've been doing interpreting dreams on radio for all sorts of radio stations, ones that allow you to spend a lot of time talking and ones where you've just got to be very quick and snappy. I've been doing that on and off, and mostly on, for about 20 or 25 years now. It always goes down well, and it occurs to me that when I do that on radio, I usually maybe have a chance to ask just one or two questions with a caller, and I have to take that dream and do something meaningful with that dream that is interesting to the listeners, that gives some kind of indication about the meaning of the dream, and that hopefully gives some tips as to how to interpret your own dreams and how to look at your own dreams. And all of that is meaningful and useful, as I mentioned in that blog there. Of course, the work that I actually do with clients, as some of you know from experience, is to sit with you or on the phone with you for an hour just exploring one dream. So, I mean, that's the depth that we really go into. And if you've listened to up to 70% of the Dream Show podcast, where we have a guest on the show by phone or by Skype, and we spend that 45 minutes or 1 hour of the Dream Show discussing that one dream, you'll understand not only the depth that we can go into with a dream to analyze it and to relate it to waking life, but also the importance of actually talking with the dreamer to elucidate all of that. That said, realizing that on radio I offer something, and on television, where the time is even shorter, I still offer something really valuable to the listeners or the audience, I thought that maybe it would be good to invite you or our listeners to send in some dreams just for me to run through very quickly in some of those ways on the Dream Show. So it might be 10 or 15 minutes at the end of a show where I select two or three dreams and just give you a kind of tip of the iceberg feel, or treat them as if I'm doing them on radio or on national television, which I do quite frequently, and just to take a different angle on the Dream Show to helping you look at your own dreams by listening to how I approach other people's dreams. Of course, if you send in your own dream, you get the added benefit of hearing me talk about your dream. So we won't be going into it in great depth, but we will be talking about it. So I've set that up on the website. When you go to janetheresa.com and you look on the menu bar and you go to podcasts, on the drop-down menu bar, it's easy to work out where to go from there, and you can send in your dream by filling in the form. And we may have loads, and I may have to pick some, and we may have only a few, and I'll be using those, but let's see how we go with that. So that's two new things, that new approach, plus the new music on the Dream Show, which you get an opportunity to listen to again at the end of the show. Before we go to the next new thing, I just wondered whether the Dream Show has been going for nearly 9 years now. Is it 9 years? It began in 2009. This is 2017. So actually, it's nearly 8 years. It'll be 8 years in May. We're getting more and more listeners all the time. But I'd really like to be able to reach out to people that don't discover the Dream Show by word of mouth and don't discover the Dream Show by going to my website. So one of the best ways that can happen is for the show to have a lot more ratings than it's got, and to have some reviews at iTunes. Now, we used to have a lot of really great reviews at iTunes, but for technical reasons, the show had to be moved from one location on iTunes to another location, and all the reviews disappeared. So I would love it if you could spend a few minutes of your time to go to iTunes or the platform of your choice, because, you know, you can rate and review on whatever platform you listen. But, you know, particularly on iTunes, even if you don't want to leave a review, just, you know, run your cursor along those five stars, giving it as many stars as you feel it deserves, hopefully five, because iTunes don't show the ratings and don't show the reviews until you've already received quite a lot of ratings. So it would be great if that happens, the show moves higher up, becomes more visible on iTunes, and therefore more people discover it and more people can learn to understand about their dreams. Thank you for spending a few minutes doing that. And lastly, I have to say, because it's been drawn to my attention, that a few months ago I announced on a Dream Show that we were just about to launch the Dream Academy, and people have been emailing me and saying, you said on the Dream Show you were just about... So I'm saying here, I mentioned it, I didn't mention it prematurely at the time, but our vision for it has increased somewhat. We're putting more functions into it and more technical stuff in the background. So although it's being worked very hard on, it hasn't been launched yet. I still think it might only be a matter of days or weeks, but I don't think I'll say this time. But I will say that the Dream Academy, the online Dream Academy, is coming very, very soon. And the first course is already up there and ready to go. The first course is how to interpret your dreams step by step with me. It's got videos, it's got text, it's got content, it's got downloadable stuff, and it's got all kinds of other stuff as well. And I will tell you as soon as it's up. But if you really would like to be amongst the first to hear, please drop me an email and just say, it's me, I listen to the Dream Show, and I really want to be one of the first people to hear about the Dream Academy. I'll pop you on my list, and I promise you, you'll be one of the first people to hear about the Dream Academy. For everyone else, you'll hear about it in due course, and of course there'll be links to it from my website, which is janetheresa.com. I hope you've enjoyed today's show, and if you'd like to volunteer either to be a guest on the show by phone or Skype, or to contribute your dream to be mentioned and looked at on the Dream Show, remember to go to janetheresa.com and look at the drop-down boxes under podcasts and find your way through there. I hope you've enjoyed Questioning Reality. And maybe you'll listen to the show a few more times, this episode, and really question reality. And I leave you with that. And I look forward to speaking with you next time. If you're listening to this in real time, we're talking about reality after all. If you're listening to this in real time, then you'll be listening to this during the first week of March. And the next one, episode 189, will be coming out on the 31st of March, 2017. Remember, you can listen to all the previous 188 episodes of The Dream Show by going to janetheresa.com, or you can always listen to the last 10 at iTunes, where, of course, you can also subscribe. I think I forgot to mention that actually actively subscribing to iTunes also adds to the show becoming more visible. So even if you subscribe and never listen through that channel, that would be great too. Have a wonderful month, and I look forward to speaking with you next month. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.